USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
British Prime Minister Theresa May facing a no-confidence vote from her Conservative Party members today.
So there will now be a vote of confidence in my leadership of the Conservative Party. I will contest that vote with everything I've got.
May's problems stemming from her efforts to negotiate a deal with the European Union for Brexit. The UK leaving the EU, British voters narrowly approved it in a 2016 referendum. May negotiated a deal, but the plan has next to no support among leaders of her party. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 4.4 earthquake struck this morning in Tennessee. No immediate reports of any injuries or damage. British journalist Piers Morgan says he'd like to be President Trump's new chief of staff. He says so in an open letter published in Tuesday's Daily Mail. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
President Trump's former lawyer and longtime so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, to find out today whether he'll be going to prison. Cohen will be sentenced after pleading guilty to tax and financial violations after telling federal prosecutors that President Trump directed him to break campaign finance laws in 2016. On another front, the president says it is time to revise sentencing and prison laws in America. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Bowing to pressure from members of his own party, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he will schedule a floor vote on a bill to overhaul the nation's federal sentencing laws. Texas Republican John Cornyn.
We finally realized that being smart on crime is more important than just being tough on crime. And by that I mean that people who go to prison get out of prison, and the question is, are they going to be better prepared than when they went in, when they come out?
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
France's interior minister says three people are dead, 12 others hurt, in a shooting near a Christmas market in Strasbourg yesterday. Several of the people suffering severe injuries. The suspected shooter still on the run at last check, but authorities say they do know who he is. That city that's on the border with Germany effectively on lockdown for hours after the incident, as police have been looking for that shooter. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is petitioning a federal judge not to send him to jail. Flynn's lawyers submitting their sentencing memo and pointing out the former general has been cooperative in the special counsel's probe. And they're asking the judge to sentence Flynn to 200 hours of community service. Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a Russian ambassador. They point out that Flynn's cooperation with the Robert Mueller investigation was not grudging or delayed. Flynn is scheduled to be sentenced next week. And the man who once called himself America's toughest sheriff is suing several news outlets and media figures. A complaint filed by former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio in federal court in D.C. is seeking over $300 million, naming CNN and its president and others, as well as the Huffington Post and Rolling Stone magazine, saying they labeled Arpaio as a felon. And for USA Radio News,